WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. How soon will we know who won the election? 78 million Americans have already cast ballots, and it'll take some time to count all of them, plus additional ballots to be cast tomorrow. Here's ABC News political director Rick Klein.
Georgia and North Carolina, for instance, we're expecting a relatively fast count. Some of the biggest Pennsylvania counties say they're going to handle things faster than last time, but very likely we're bleeding at least into Wednesday. Nevada and Arizona, meanwhile, they're probably not going to have final votes by the end of the week. And that is not a sign of anything being off. It's what state officials say to expect, especially if the margins in any of those places are really tight.
Kamala Harris will spend all of her time today in Pennsylvania. Donald Trump will be there, also in North Carolina and Michigan. Nearly a dozen people were hurt in a series of tornadoes that touched down around Oklahoma City over the weekend. Israel has terminated the agreement with the work of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees. UNRWA was the main aid provider in Gaza. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The head of Wisconsin's elections says they're ready for tomorrow. Megan Wolf is the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. But it's not like she runs every election for the whole state. Voting is decentralized here in Wisconsin, so that means each municipal clerk is in charge of the election in their area. They train poll workers, they ensure everything is working properly, and then they report their results. This is somebody who lives and works in your community. Over the weekend, they were finishing up all their election planning and getting ready for tomorrow. There are 1,900 of these municipal clerks across the state.
The state of Wisconsin is the most decentralized election administration system in the country. Where most other states run elections at the county level, in Wisconsin, it's the municipal clerk in each city, town, and village who registers voters, issues ballots, maintains the voter rolls, and trains poll workers. County clerks also play an important role in assisting with clerk training, printing ballots, and posting unofficial election night results.
Now, many states have an elected secretary of state to oversee elections, but here, the guidance that clerks across the state get comes from the Wisconsin Elections Commission. It's a group of three Republicans and three Democrats who make all those decisions. And if you or someone you know needs a ride to the polls tomorrow, you've got some options. Rideshare apps are offering discounted rides, like Uber and Lyft are offering 50% off. If you open the app, you should see some kind of go vote option. Plus, Union Cab here in Dane County is offering free rides, too. So is the Urban League of Greater Madison. We'll have special election night coverage right here on 92.7 WMDX. It starts tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. We'll also have all the information you need to know online, WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers fall to the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was an NFC North battle, and the Packers came up short, losing 24-14 to the Detroit Lions. Jordan Love throwing an interception, returned for a touchdown, a quarterback rating of just 69.7.
You know, it's definitely disappointing. Putting the ball in jeopardy way too many times, and definitely something I have to clean up.
The Lions improved to 7-1. The Vikings in second place after beating the Colts 21-13. The Packers head into the bye in third place at 6-3. Baseball. The Brewers with two players named Gold Glove winners, Sal Frelick and Bryce Turang. The last time two Brewers won in the same season, 1979. Sixto Lascano and Cecil Cooper. NBA, Bucks in Cleveland to face the Cavaliers. Milwaukee now 1-5. Bobby Portis says his home was broken into during Saturday night's game.
I know we've gotten out to a horrible start to start the season, but while I was at my game yesterday, I had a home invasion and they took most of my prized possessions.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy, drizzly, scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 67 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with rain and thunderstorms, and the rain could be heavy, a half inch to three quarters of an inch or more likely. Our low 59. Tomorrow, cloudy with more rain and a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Have you heard? Compass is coming to Madison. What's that? Only the number one real estate brokerage in the country with cutting-edge marketing and global reach. Only one thing can make it better. The Aaron Weber Group. Well, It just got better. Still the same Aaron Weber Group, the guys you already know and trust, only now, True North partners with Compass. With the Aaron Weber Group, you always had a guide. Now with Compass, you'll never miss a turn. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from our Madison studio, where I welcome King of the Hill and Futurama TV writer Mike Rowe and musician Eric Gelland from Mascot Theory joins me in the studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom rot in hell. Hey, I'm going to keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
It's the wives and husbands, but I don't think that's the way they deal. I mean, can you imagine a wife not telling her husband who she's voting for? Do you ever hear anything like that? Even if you have a horrible, if you had a bad relationship, then you're going to tell your husband, and it's a ridiculous stupid.
Wow.
Mm. You know what I think Melania wants from him? Individual liberty. Oh. I have to fill in for Jody while she's gone.
Yeah.
Sorry. Individual liberty from this stick. I think that's what she wants, and I think that. How long do you think she'll stick around when he goes to prison? No. Okay, love letter. We need a love letter. Okay. Susan says, thank you, dear Steph, Jody, and Chris. I've subscribed to your podcast since I retired in 2016. I've never needed you as much as I have this year. I want you to know, regardless how the election turns out, you three are my heroes. You're patriots. You have immersed yourselves in this insane election cycle full of lies and bullies, despite its toxicity, despite the extra effort for the sexy liberal tour. And you have remained hilarious throughout it all. Someone should write a book someday about this period of history and how hard comedians have fought to save our democracy. Thank you, Susan in Oregon. I saw you in Portland and loved it. I'll be watching November 2nd, and you too can watch Sexy Liberal at sexyliberal.com, the pay-per-view show. Everybody, you've heard all the callers this morning. Chris, I don't know where we go from here.
I have no idea.
Because everyone is saying the best show ever. It was an amazing show.
You better pull out all the stops in January.
Oh, the final. That's the big finale for Kamala's inauguration, January 18th in D.C. If you haven't gotten those tickets yet, I would get those. That's going to be wild. That will be the finale of Sexy Liberal.
If you need to travel into town, get your hotel room now.
Yeah, I would do it now. But $20, $20, 24 cents. You can watch as much as you want, the L.A. show. If you missed it, you didn't miss it.
You didn't miss it.
Yeah.
And you get to see Stephanie's nip.
Yeah, I flashed a lot of nip. You're welcome. And a wardrobe malfunction.
Did nobody tell
you? I did it myself. There was no Justin Timberlake.
Did Senator Schiff not tell you?
No, that was like when I raised his hand to, inappropriate. Okay.
You know, the Trump campaign may take a screen cap of that. I really wouldn't put it past them.
All right. He's still going to win by 20 points.
He is.
Okay, maybe more now because of my nip.
Well.
Okay.
You're welcome, America.
You're welcome. Julie in Seattle says, Mama, this election is giving me a headache in my eye and a muscle spasm in my neck. Double standard does not even touch Trump turning his town hall into watching him old man dance to his Spotify list. What if Kamala Harris announced mid-town hall, no more questions, and struck up her 90s playlist? Oh, my God, the press would stroke out. Did you see the last song Trump played was Memory from Cats? Is he Grisabella now? He is Grisabella. He's just... I feel like Grisabella. Hey, I have adrenal burnout. I have diarrhea. We're crawling to the finish line tomorrow.
Or you mentioned there was wine involved. It could be the wine.
Yes. Well, because it's several hours after my bedtime, so there also may have been a little too much.
You're Grisabella.
Yes. I'm ratty. I'm a ratty old cat.
Going up to the to heaven.
Kevin in D.C.
moon or whatever it is.
Kevin in D.C. has just is like, how many times can I buy pay-per-view? There's nip. Okay. Hi, Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Yeah, yes, I was just listening to the nip thing. I'm sorry, I got distracted.
Yes. My bad. Yes. I had my party hats out for America. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I couldn't help but overhearing someone asking something about or saying that Frangela calling Tim Scott and Uncle Tom mm-hmm. is much, much worse or something than the I don't have the time left in your show to name the name that he
yes.
called her?
Yes.
Is this for real?
Yes.
I'm just thinking that you had a friend call and you know, it's sort of a jokey joke.
Yeah, no. Oh, no. No, he was a real guy. I think they're all getting desperate. They're probably like, oh, call the progressive radio shows and try to start some. It's too late. Too late, losers. Oh, by the way, you know what? The final group that may be turning on Trump, people that work at Trump Media.
Oh,
did you see this? Trump's social media platform, Truth Social, reportedly outsourced jobs to Mexico.
Oh.
Despite Trump threatening to impose tariffs on any companies that do the same. ProPublica, who, by the way, is doing fantastic work, released a report of the weekend showing Trump Media, the company that operates Truth Social, hired workers from Mexico to code and perform other technical duties. A spokesperson for Trump Media said the reliance on foreign labor was met with outrage among the company's own staff, who accused its leadership of betraying their America First ideals. Chris, who said, I'm notifying John Deere right now, if you do that, we're putting a 200% tariff on everything you want to sell in the United States.
H.R. Puffin stuff.
No, that would be Donald Trump. He made similar threats against automakers.
Donald Trump is not your friend when things get rough.
No, he is not. He's such a complete and total liar and hypocrite. It is. Okay. Wow, you know what? I'm still holding out for a Senator Colin Allred. Senator Ted Cruz has spent thousands of dollars from his campaign account at beauty spas over the years. Really?
What?
Well, I would ask for your money back.
Yeah. They advise that beard?
Potentially.
Did they trim that? What?
Somebody did that on purpose?
Oh, God.
Potentially breaking rules against personal use of campaign funds. It's not clear if the expenses were for the candidate or for his lovely wife. Maybe after Donald Trump called her ugly, maybe he was...
Felt like he needed to make up.
I don't... Amber in Hollywood. Hello, Amber.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
I brought my 80-year-old mother to the show on Saturday, and let me tell you, she lost her damn mind. I have never seen her pop up and down out of a chair so many times, clapping and hollering. I asked her if she'd ever been to a concert or a comedy show before, and she told me once that she went to a Rod Stewart concert, and let me tell you, I am positive she was closer to throwing her panties on your stage than she ever was at Rod Stewart. So let me thank you for that so
that's
much.
Great. That's great.
So
Amber.
Exciting.
Aw, thank you, honey. Oh, well, look at that unsolicited testimonial. Jumping 80-year-olds, for God's sakes.
Uh-huh.
You did not miss the magic. You can purchase the magic.
Do not despair. We are here to save the world. Stephanie Miller. Sexy Liberal. Save the World. Comedy Tour. We're saving the world, and now you can watch from anywhere in the world. This Saturday night from L.A. in the Orpheum Theater. A live pay-per-view event starring Stephanie Miller.
Mike Johnson from Ron Johnson. You're having a hard time telling your Johnsons apart, and Lauren Boebert can give you a hand.
John Buglesang.
After the show, I will be in the lobby by the merch table signing Bibles.
Hal Sparks.
Obviously, thou shalt not steal. Trump is like, we got to get rid of some of these.
Don't like it.
And comedy duo Frangela.
Y'all some of the nicest white people we have ever met. Black mama this f***ing country.
Yeah, okay.
Special guests Mark Hamill, Martin Sheen, Representative Adam Schiff, and Glenn Kirshner. Live all over the world from the Orpheum in Los Angeles this Saturday, November 2nd. $20.24 gets you live streaming of the comedy tour that is saving the world. All over the world. It's the live pay-per-view election special. Stephanie. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour. Details and tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Get it. Martin Sheen sent a beautiful opening message from President Bartlett, and then Politics Girl filled in for him on panel. So it was just, it was an even...
And her hot husband was there, too.
Yes. Oh, my God. She's just been killing it on CNN. And she was just a delightful addition.
Yep.
At a campaign event in Glendale, Arizona last week, Trump ranted to the crowd about the vice president saying, "You need, this is what he called her. He said, when that sleazebag, the sitting vice president of the United States, said that during the debate, oh, your rallies aren't well attended and people leave. They don't leave. They're really well attended. We can't get places big enough. Nobody leaves. It's never happened before. Did you see one cameraman went rogue when he was saying that?
Yep.
Pan to all the empty seats. Manny Hassan tweeted, the most thin-skinned man on planet Earth. Harris's jibe about his crowd bothers him much more than anyone calling him a Nazi or Hitler. And he said, God, that debate from 2 months ago lives rent-free in Trump's head.
It does.
And you can see the video of how this is a campaign and a candidate that is out of gas, Chris, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
He sounds like medicated, which...
Especially over the weekend.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, he was so low energy.
Thea in North Carolina. Are we taking North Carolina, Thea? What's up?
I hope so, Steph. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Loved meeting you in Durham. And I've been doing phone banking like you, Steph. I've also been working the polls, although not the way my husband would like me to. Anyway, I just thought I'd let you know that I've been pleasantly surprised when I'm phone banking and doing the volunteering at the polls, because people that I assume are going to be Trumpers, a couple very large white men with, shaved heads, they come up to me and they're very nice and they are, adamantly for Kamala. So very pleasantly surprised about that. Not surprising, the Republicans, when I ask them if they want a Democratic ballot, they're very grumpy, very rude. Just quite the experience. Democrats are so joyful and the Republicans are just mean. They're just so mean. And the sign stealing that's been going on in my county, I mean, every single time there's a Kamala sign put up, it's 50-50 if it's going to be up the next day. It's crazy. On pins and needles, but as everybody tells you, you are keeping us all sane, and we love you so much. Thank you for all you do.
I love you back, and my beloved sister's in North Carolina, so I'm praying or doing whatever we can to send love and light to you in North Carolina. Elaine in Ontario, Canada. Hello.
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 You're Mama, aren't you? So you have something in common with Mamala.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Mamala.
Yes.
And
yeah, go ahead. Oh, was that it? You were done? Okay. How adorable. Could that SNL bit have been any more adorable? I wanted to kiss it and date it and take it. Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
The American people want to stop the chaos and end the dramala with a cool new stepmamala. Kick back in our pajamalas and watch a rom comala.
Like Legally Blondala.
And start decorating for Christmas. Fala la la la. Because what do we always say? Keep Kamala and carry on a lot.
Amazing. And then live from New York, it's Saturday night. All right, Victor in Salem. Hey, Vic, welcome.
Hey, you guys are the greatest freedom fighters we have on the front line.
Thank you.
And I want you to know that after Kamala gets elected, there's still a lot of work to be done. You're going to be busy for the next 5 or 6 years.
Yep. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the court.
I thought you were. I'm sorry. This phone system.
He paused for a bit there.
Sorry, a very long pause. All right. We have Heather Thomas coming up. I've been dying to meet her.
Yeah.
You remember the actress from The Fall Guy, gorgeous blonde. She was one of, remember the two hot blonde Heathers. It was Heather Locklear and Heather Thomas back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And she has turned into just this political activist powerhouse.
Yes.
She is in my Women for Harris group.
Awesome.
And she joins us in just a few minutes. 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. So cozy.
It's
getting cold and it's temperature regulating. The sheets. I forgot to tell you, we just got here, my new comforter.
Oh!
Oh, my God. You know when you have one that's kind of substandard? I had one that was getting all lumpy in different places and the thinking stuffing's coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I have a new comforter. I have a duvet cover. I have the sheets. I have the jammies. Ooh. With the holidays approaching, I have found the perfect gift to make your loved ones feel special. Cozy Earth! Wrap your family in ultimate comfort in your...
sanctuary!
Thank you. For holiday pajamas, Cozy Earth bamboo pajama set, men's pajamas, they are must-haves. Stylish, super soft, perfect for cozy mornings or lazy evenings by the fire. What sets Cozy Earth apart? Temperature-regulating fabrics to keep you cool and cozy. Plus, they offer a 10-year warranty. So I'm just telling you, you can wrap everybody you love in luxury with Cozy Earth. Head over to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for 40% off. That's right, up to 40% off. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Unfreaking believable.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please, join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Text liberal to 511-511. Text liberal to 511-511. Or go to ffrf.org/vote. To join the fight. Text liberal to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive. Like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with our hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex, how did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle. Or forget extra diapers. And never give in to a meltdown. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face. Never let them have too much screen time. And never bribe them for just one more bite. You say you'd never let them out in public without their hair brushed. Never, ever become a minivan mom. And you'd never give them your phone for a quiet dinner.
Calling boss work phone.
So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, no, it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
She's up all night to the sun. I'm up all night to get sun. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky.
Up all night to get
lucky. Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Tony in Vegas. Hi, Tony. Welcome.
Good morning, guys. Good morning to everybody. I've been a fan since back, early 2000s.
Wow.
You know, these Trumpies are losing their minds, too, not just Trump.
Yeah.
I have a chat group where we talk with nothing about politics with my family members, and the Trumpies in there, they are losing their minds, too. Oh, no, Joe Biden violated the President's Records Act when he said that garbage thing, and Kamala promised Liz Cheney some wars. And I'm like, dude, what are you guys talking about?
Kamala promised, yes, Liz Cheney some wars, is what they said?
Yeah, it's funny. They post these things from Twitter X where they say, yeah, Kamala promised. They're out in space, man. You can hear the things. We're not really up to date.
Tony, it has the feel of a dying movement. It really does to me. I know that, you know, we've still got to, you know, get to the finish line tomorrow. But it's like this poll worker that just called and said all the Democrats are joyful and nice that she comes in, and people, that and they're just mean. She said a lot of the MAGA people. It's just he has, I just opened the door to people feeling like they can be as sexist, racist, homophobic as they want to publicly. And it just, we're talking about these Halloween parades where I get the, you know, Halloween's not supposed to be politically correct, but really, lynching Kamala Harris, dragging her behind a golf cart by chains is supposed to be funny on Halloween? Like, this one, a Georgia woman was booed by diners participating in a Fox and Friends event Friday after revealing she's supporting Kamala Harris. She explained she's doing so she'll have access to birth control that she needs for medical reasons. That's the other thing you forget is that, you know, but remember the whole, like, Rush Limbaugh calling that woman a slut? Mm-hmm. She needed birth control for endometriosis.
Yeah.
It's just, but it's, you know, this isn't
medical
new.
Necessity. It wasn't a choice.
Yeah, this isn't new. And I was saying this heartbreaking story, as I said that earlier in the show, of women dying because they're miscarrying. First of all, the child's already gone. They are miscarrying. They need abortion care in that sense. It's just they need to clean out the womb so that she doesn't die of infection, as several of these women already have now. Okay, so this, do you want me to go back to, I've done some of the orgasm stories, and this is the gastrointestinal stack.
All right, let's hear it.
There's no white knight coming. Federal authorities will face limits responding to 2024 election lies. Like our caller just, Federal law enforcement agencies are preparing for domestic and foreign election threats, but they're limited by law, already mistrusted by Trump's supporters. 4 years ago, Trump used his bully pulpit to spread lies about the election. With days to go before the election, Trump and his allies are running a similar playbook, priming his voters to believe that the election may be rigged.
Yep.
Sounds to me like people that know they're going to lose already.
Yeah.
In addition to domestic disinformation campaigns, foreign government influence operations, overseas terrorist groups, and domestic extremists are all simultaneously trying to exploit the election for their own gain, according to dozens of pages of law enforcement documents, months of reporting by NBC News. We've been describing the threat environment as everything, everywhere, all at once, said the New York Police NYPD. One major difference this time is there is a Democrat in the White House. This is what Frangela mentioned, I believe. And federal authorities, including the FBI and the broader Justice Department, have spent years trying to learn from their mistakes the last time around. So let's hope so. I know that this is the country we live in because of Donald Trump, that just now, right yesterday, I believe, fences went up around the White House, the Capitol, Kamala Harris's residence.
Now, in this day and age, it's probably prudent that it goes up.
Yeah, but do not be afraid. Do not let them bully you, particularly if you're going out to vote, whether it's today or tomorrow.
And if you're at my polling place, I will protect you.
Yes, and he's got the muscles to back it up.
I do.
James in Cleveland. Hello, James.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
It's been a lot of time since I talked to you, but I just wanted to share with you really quick, and I'll get off, that you know that the Republican Republicans have lost their narrative when you got...
Oh, dear. Okay.
Well, right, oh. And that we are in a cult.
Oh. Yeah, they are in a cult. I'm not sure I missed the middle part, but the inclusion is correct.
Yeah.
All right, Heather Thomas.
Yes.
Me and Weber from The Fall Guy, powerhouse political activist.
She's in the green room right now.
Next.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electrosynth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Pretty smart guy. I have a genetic. Do you believe in genetics? I do, you know.
Fast racehorses produce fast racehorses, whether you like it or not. And but I'm a very I believe in it, and like I'm smart. I tell the story. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. He said, "Well, probably brilliant, but no." And we do the weave, right? This is a weave today.
What? Oh, Grandpa. Grandpa, it's time for your pudding. Let's get Donald Trump his pudding.
Time for his nap.
Grampy down for his nap tomorrow. What do you say? This is very exciting. You know, I'm in a group called Women for Harris.
You are.
Which is filled with powerhouse political activists. At Heather Thomas from The Fall Guy.
Yeah!
She's become the powerhouse political activist out here in Hollywood. She joins us now. Heather, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you are everywhere. You are, by the way, you just told us about don'tgetpurged.org. Talk about
yes.
that, because you're just doing so much great work out there.
Oh, well, that has a long history. In 2018, I did it for Stacey Abrams, and I had don'tgetpurged.org. It's a website, the voting websites never mention purging.
Yeah.
And their attitude, the common thought around the many round tables I joined with the Demos and all these people was don't mention purging to voters because it'll scare them away. I said,
yeah.
Forget that. Get them back on the roll.
Yeah. No, we say it all the time, Heather, is check and recheck, because the Republicans are really trying to, purge people close to the election off these rolls. So check, and you cannot check enough that you're registered, right?
Yeah, so I was doing it in 2018, and I had these billboards that told people all they had to do was simply re-register, and that's how you handle purging.
Yeah.
Until voter registration closed, obviously.
Yeah.
But Kemp got so mad at us, he kept chasing me, saying, I'm going to sue you for those billboards. And
yeah.
And but we had 3 million people through the website this
wow.
year alone.
Well, you're making all the right people mad. So anyway,
yeah.
let's... By the way, Chris had to remind me, what's the name of the movie? What's his name? The famous actor guy is in. But you and Lee Majors made it an appearance at the end of it.
Yeah,
was hilarious.
The Fall Guy. The movie was in Fall Guy. Yeah,
the movie.
Yeah, you blink, you'll miss me. But I'm in after the post-credit, Marvel thing.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And you wrote a great book, Trophies. Let's talk about the women's, based on your experience in Hollywood as a woman. I mean, they just don't know what's coming, do they? I mean, we keep saying Rovember is coming, but we're seeing it in the early numbers. Aren't we?
They do not know how pissed we are. Because did you notice that the highest thing in Iowa, the highest demographic, was women over 65?
Yeah.
It was massive. Mm-hmm. Because we remember I had a cousin that threw herself down the stairs.
Oh, wow.
Remember all that
yeah.
stuff?
Yeah.
It was bad. And those women are angry. We marched. I remember in the 90s going, I can't believe I'm still marching about this.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, someone called it like mama bear energy or whatever you want to call it. But it just, if they could surgically insult more groups of people, including women, postmenopausal women, childless women, I mean, and then they're on to Puerto Ricans and Haitians, and I have...
Get all the stops, and they get the most exultant when they can do it, women of color.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't it amazing that this white supremacist MAGA movement is going to produce the first female black president tomorrow? I am convinced of it. Are you feeling confident?
Yes. When they added the tech bros, they got extra offensive. Because if you listen to any of those Curtis Yarvin spews, it sounds like nouveau rich 13-year-olds, and they literally use the term underclasses.
Yeah,
like these guys are so full, they're so big for their britches.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that's further alienating women, and also they're low propensity voters, young guys. I mean, I hate to say it.
That was a bad place to hang your hat.
Yeah.
I remember the CW tried to make themselves the all-dude network.
Yeah.
It was time in the 2000s, and that lasted about 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a failure.
Yeah. I just and they just keep making it worse. I mean, Trump saying I'm going to protect women whether they like it or not. I mean, so rapey, and he is in fact a rapist. And then also insulting on top of that, going they're going to be thinking about abortion. Like seriously, women are going to just forget about losing their bodily autonomy.
Well, it's kind of troll culture plus rape culture.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they could not get any worse.
Yeah.
It's just gross.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't, you know, we don't even know anymore what to make of the polls, but it is depressing if they're correct and it is tied. I mean, it just really says a lot about racism, misogyny, whatever. But maybe I'm being too optimistic, Heather. I don't think it's going to be close.
I don't either. I think that they inflated the polls. And the weirdest thing is, do you find yourself making excuses for Trump supporters? Like you've twisted yourself in a pretzel going, well, there's a lot of pollution in the South, and they've sort of lost their marketplace, and the only place they can gather is the mega churches. I find myself, no, they're just horrible people. Yeah. They're horrible, racist people.
Yeah.
And you keep twisting yourself in these knots, trying to excuse them.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just talking.
I don't want to attack my fellow Americans, but it's very depressing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, color me as I think Joe Biden was right the first time.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you are garbage. If you support what this comedian was saying in Madison Square Garden and all of Trump's rhetoric, violent, racist, misogynistic, hateful rhetoric, that you are a garbage person, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I just keep trying to make excuses for them, and I have to slap myself.
Yeah, I've been talking all morning, Heather, about these couple of Halloween parades. One in Pennsylvania that pretended pretended to lynch Kamala Harris. Another one pretended to drag her behind a car by chains.
Behind a golf cart.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. You know when parades line up, you line up. I've been in parades. You line up.
Yeah.
And there are people with clipboards that are checking you off, and everybody approves that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's a good point, Heather. It's not just the people who did it. The people approved that went, that's okay.
It was approved.
Yeah, yeah. I was in a parade once at Disneyland before my late night show came out, and no one knew who I was. It's different. Everyone knows who you are. No one knew who I was. I could just hear lots of people going, who is that? Why is she in a parade? it's interesting. As someone who has had, that massive fame, you know what I was hearing? That some younger people are just seeing the Access Hollywood tape now.
Yeah.
You can grab them by the pussy, and if you're famous, they let you do it.
Yeah.
That was shocking to me when I saw that.
Yeah.
That's been a thing, young girls watching that.
Yeah, that didn't see it in 2016 or weren't,
Right.
Yeah, old enough to vote or whatever.
Right, well, if they were 12 when it happened.
They were 10, their parents didn't let them see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, and now we were saying the problem is we're so numb to Donald Trump's atrocities that all this new like Epstein tapes, and Trump was his best friend, and we feel like, oh, I guess we already heard that or knew it. It's just like, does anything matter?
Then you come back to social media and he's in a garbage man outfit. It was like that moment in Best in Show where the kid has Winky on the roof and you just go, what?
It's so interesting. I had Mark Hamill on panel for LA Sexy Liberal Saturday. And, it always the rule in Hollywood is like, you don't want to be political because, you want to keep your career viable and, not piss off half the country. And he just said, I just don't care. I don't care anymore. It's just too important to the country. And he said,
I don't care anymore either.
Yeah.
Well, look at Harrison Ford. I've known him for 30 years.
Yeah.
He was my husband's first client.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He never, never gets political.
Yeah.
He got political.
I know.
We're getting warned. If we're being warned by generals, there's something to it.
Yeah. That when they're saying he's Hitler, the generals that worked for him, it's a break glass moment. You're right. No, yeah. I congratulated Luke Skywalker on bringing Han Solo aboard. But, Mark said something so I thought that resonates with all of us. He said, I don't want to be political, really. I just want to get back to my life with my dogs and my kids. And
I don't want to think about the government.
Right.
I really don't for maybe even 2 days at a time.
Right. I want it to be boring again. I don't want to go back to not stroking out every time my phone alert goes off. I'm like, what did he do now? What did he say? So Heather, what else? So what are the other, what are the other issues you think are driving this? I mean, obviously the women's vote is a big deal, but what got you political in the first place? What was your transition from acting into?
What got me political? Oh God, when I was 10 years old and they said the boys can do that and you can't.
Oh wow. Yeah. Yeah.
If you want, or when that time in a woman's life where you're like 12 and you notice men are looking at you like lions look at impala. You become aware of that and the discrepancies. And I think the first political thing I ever did was I marched in a United Farm Workers march against lettuce, because sure. Because they had no rights at that time.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Yeah.
I was in high school.
Wow.
But I was a feminist first and environmentalist too.
Yeah. Well, you've talked to, no one gets objectified more than a beautiful Hollywood actress, right? And I just think that this election is going to be about women seizing their power back, don't you think?
Yeah. And enough's enough. And I'm not, we have so many problems. Why are we dealing with revisionism now?
Yeah.
We should be doing a moonshot for global warming figuring out how to not let the robots kill us.
Here's to that. We are not going back. I think your point is we're not going back. Is that what you're saying? We're not going back?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Heather, thank you so much for all you do on the political stage and using your platform, your superpowers for good.
Yes, and how can we follow you? How can we follow you?
I'm Heather Thomas AF on Twitter.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
Love that.
Trump's going to be the fall guy tomorrow. I'm just telling you. Okay. Yes. I had to get that joke in.
Yeah.
All right. Heather Thomas, we love you.
Okay. Bye, honey.
See you next time.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's Del. That's my assistant.
Hiya.
She worked for you.
Yeah. Wait.
No, you work together on Saturday.
What's your name?
Del Hunter White.
Yes. I know.
Caring for babies with AIDS, baby.
Yeah, remember? Caring for babies.
I know you. I love you. I miss you.
Oh, I miss you too, girl.
You have good taste in chicks. Thank you so much for helping us do this. Oh my God, I recognize.
She's my girl. I know. 30 years.
Oh.
Wow. 30
she's
years.
She's one of those perfect people. I would be nothing without Del.
Oh, and she's wearing a pussy hat, and we.
Say that. Oops,
oh,
yes. Sorry.
Can I tell you one thing about Heather?
Yes.
She took me to Obama's inauguration, and I was able to personally meet him, and now I could cry, and now that we're going to get a black woman, we're going to go, right?
Yeah, we are.
Del can never maintain anywhere. Everybody I introduced her to, she just burst into tears.
Oh.
She's always been like that.
Yeah.
Please maintain.
And Heather Thomas is right. Women are so angry. One of them just lost me my FCC license. So listen, get out there and vote.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. We have ways of getting around that.
It's all right. We dumped you.
Yes.
Okay. We love you, Heather Thomas.
Thank
goodbye.
You, Heather.
Goodbye,
Del.
Bye. All right. 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Hello.
Yes. It is America's only progressive phone company. I'm telling you, it is the smart choice, right?
Yep.
They've donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits. That's a lot.
That's a big chunk of change.
And you get to vote for when you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Why would a progressive choose anyone else? Why?
I don't know.
Switching to Credo, so smart, so easy. Bring your current phone, your current number. Go to credomobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Credomobile.com. That's credomobile.com.
Do you have any disgruntled employees?
Hell, they're all disgruntled. I ain't running a damn daisy farm. My motto is do it my way or watch your butt.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Do you love food but feel like it doesn't love you back? Maybe you've noticed an increase in gas, bloating, and digestion lately. Are you worried the only solution is to make big changes to your diet? What if there's an easier way? With Just Thrive Probiotic, you can finally break through from the cycle of discomfort and take back control. Just Thrive's breakthrough formula is clinically proven to help you beat digestive issues. And Just Thrive's award-winning formula has 1,000 times better survivability. You can sprinkle it into any food or drink, or it comes in gummies, too. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode podcast with Tina, the founder of Just Thrive. Experience the Just Thrive probiotic difference today and get 20% off, you heard me right, 20% off your first order at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. I love my Just Thrive products. I take them every day. That is justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's 20% off with the promo code Stephanie.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Within the boundaries of the Madison Metropolitan School District, voters are considering two big referendums, so let's break them down. The first is a $100 million operations referendum. That means it would help keep the lights on. It would pay teachers, maintain facilities, but it would not add any new programs, facilities, or staff. And the second referendum is a big one. It's for $507 million to pay for capital projects. That means it would help improve infrastructure, so building new schools and renovating old ones. Based on the average Madison property value, which is about $450,000, that would cost the taxpayer $40 more next year, $630 in year two, $840 in year three, and $1,050 in year four. If both referendums pass, in year four, it would cost about $1,300. Now, Madison is not unique in asking for money at this point. About half of Wisconsin school districts are asking for more funding from taxpayers this year. In the spring, only 60% of school district referendums passed. But more and more, administrators are asking for money for operations, just to be able to pay all their bills. Here's Jimmy Kuska.
On Tuesday, Wisconsin voters in 121 school districts will be asked yes or no on referendum questions. Districts are seeking a total of over $4.2 billion from local taxpayers for operations and facility projects. State Superintendent Jill Underley says the number of referendums is proof that public education is underfunded in Wisconsin. In all four elections this year, school districts have asked for a total of nearly $6 billion.
Administrators say a large part of the problem is the state funding formula. Revenue limits are based on lowering property taxes, not on giving schools the money they need. And funding from lawmakers has not kept up with inflation. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy and dreary today, with scattered showers alongside a breezy wind. High temperatures today will reach the upper 60s and tonight only fall to 60. However, we will see some patchy fog building in and rain ramping up, especially through tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
To all you tool people out there, has Harbor Freight got a deal for you? Big savings every single day this November. Because we know that right now, when the price of everything only seems to go up, you need a place where prices stay low. So shop in-store or online for quality tools you can trust at prices you'll love every day. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will look back at the weekend's news and also preview the election coming up on Tuesday, a special edition. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
I just can't. There is no. Every scenario is so frightening. Yep. And then him saying no more fluoride in the water this week. He's a crazy person.
As Whoopi Goldberg said in the movie Ghost, Molly, you in danger, girl.
Thank you. Exactly, Christopher. Yeah. Trump's return to the White House could doom American citizens to an early death for a surprising reason revealed by a Washington Post contributor. Dr. Lena Nguyen expressed concern that Trump would task Bobby Kennedy with choosing, She said, I shudder to imagine how those agencies could be further weakened during a second Trump presidency. What will happen if another terrible virus starts spreading? This is not pure speculation. Bird flu, as Dr. Redliner has told us, is likely going to be the next. Yep. By the way, Robin Trish of
Robin Trish
couldn't make it Saturday night to Sexy Liberal. They both have COVID.
No!
This is not a game. People, COVID is still not over because of vaccine skeptic idiots like Bobby Jr. She said this could become the next major infectious disease threat, bird flu. She said, I'd expect vaccine uptake to further decline, laying the groundwork for previously eliminated diseases such as polio and measles to make a comeback. I'd expect public health officials trying to do their jobs to be silenced, demoted, or fired. Somebody said, Bobby needs to make polio great again hat. Okay. Also, Trump is lying again about saying he never wanted to end Obamacare. He tried how many times to end Obamacare?
11 billion times.
Says, lying. Kamala's giving a news conference, say I want to end affordable care. I never said such a thing. What? Oh, my God. He said it 11 billion times. During the debate, he said he was going to get rid of Obamacare and replace it, you remember, with a pastiche of notions. Concepts.
He has an idea.
Of a plan.
Yeah.
Right. One more. I have one more horror story in my horror stack. Medicare appears to be in line to get hammered if Trump wins. This year, the official White House Republican budget in Project 2020 and also Project 2025 all contain some version of a proposal to reduce or limit Medicaid spending significantly. They would need the money to offset the cost of their massive proposed tax cuts. I can't even. I think I've not really wrapped my mind around the horror of a Trump. I can't even think of another Trump.
I cannot.
I literally stopped being able to even. Yeah. Thank you. Alex in Minnesota. Hello, Alex.
Hey, Mama, love you. Seeing you at a lot of blue state balls, even when Janet owned the station at M950.
That's right.
Our beloved Janet, yeah. Yes. Yes.
Oh. But the reason I'm calling, because you had mentioned the Hitler burger again, I was just wanted to say, never underestimate American women like Trump's idol Hitler. Because in World War II, he didn't think American women were going to be strong enough to go work in the factories and build bombers.
Right. Oh.
You know, he knew about how many men it would take to go into the European theater. So he said, it's not going to happen because the women aren't going to work in the factory. So they saved those.
Thank you. Thank you for that Hitler fun fact to end the show with. Thank you.
Hitler.
Yeah, underestimating women, always a bad idea. All right.
Fact about Hitler.
Yes. We will see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
It's our Election Day special.
Yep, and don't talk to me, I'm a basket case.
Oh, we're going to have a lot of fun. Political songs, some funny stuff, a day like no other.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Hear full election coverage of this campaign Tuesday night on 92.7 WMDX. Join us as we cover everything from the pre-poll closing to post-poll closing, analysis, and results all night long until the final results are in. Coverage is being brought to you by Chad's Design Build, sustainable renovations and construction since 1992, online at chadsdesignbuild.com. Be here Tuesday night starting at 6.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.